Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 150 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this will be program number 252. And if you'd like a copy of it, please write down whether you want a CD or a audio tape copy. Either one is absolutely free of charge. And even the postage and handling will be taken care of by us. The reason I do that is because I received salvation from the Lord for free of charge. He didn't charge me one penny to be saved, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. Today, we have I'm going to have them read a message that my late wife Susie preached over around 30 years ago, and you'll see how far ahead, how aware she was of the time and the things that were going on in the world at that time. And you'll see that it absolutely applies to today. To me, she was the best preacher on the face of this earth. There isn't a man alive or a woman that could even touch her. You see them huffing, puffing, screaming, but you're going to hear some wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you haven't heard in your life, unless you saw Susie Alamo preaching on TV or heard her on radio. We have a couple of letters also. We have the newspapers today are stating that they want one of them in Fort Smith, Arkansas. The Southwest Times Record is saying that they are going to want to do a tribute to Susie Alamo. What they usually do is they want us to send in a message or something about her that they can put a tribute on. But really, before Susie passed away, they used to malign her. They used to attack her just as hard as they are myself today. We really were attacked, and they said that she was the most wicked thing. They called us Ahab and Jezebel. Because she preached the gospel, she didn't compromise with any of the Vatican, the Catholic, or anyone. She just preached it like it was from the Bible. And I have a more antagonistic way of bringing the messages from the Word of God. I tell it like it is, and I say it in a manner that a lot of people don't appreciate. And they didn't appreciate when Susie would bring these messages either. But now, after she's dead, they want to bring tributes, and then they want to tell you that, but after Susie died, Tony is now, you know, has gone astray, awry. They've done this several times on us, many times since she's been dead. They are blaming me for talking about the Vatican and so on, but you're going to hear her talking about that on this message. She's the one that told me about all these things and showed them to me in the Bible. And so, you know, if you're going to do a tribute on Susie just to say that, you know, after she left, the whole thing changed around. It hasn't changed at all. I preach the same message that she did. Both of us preach the same message Jesus did. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we ask that you anoint every word that has already been anointed by you, by Susie preaching it, and that you open the ears and the spirits of the people out in Radio Land, that they will receive the message that you gave Susie, and that they'll open their hearts and receive you as their personal Savior. You know, if we don't ask, you people out there, we're not going to receive. We ask, Father, you said, ask and you shall receive, that millions of souls, or however many, or billions even, will be saved, and or however many you want to save through this message. And that, Lord, that the church will be strengthened, and that those that are compromising out there in radio land, that are hearing this message, and the tract, and the piece of literature that we're putting out on it, that people will receive it into their hearts, this message that you gave her, that to be saved, and that the church will come back and be unified with you. There's only one body, and we must be in your body in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. We cannot compromise, and no one says it better than Susie. Right now, Father, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
And I recorded a message in song called I'll Walk with God, and here it is now.
I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to Him. I lean on Him forever, and He
with God means? That means that you read the Bible, and God is the Word. And so if you walk with God, you're walking with the Word of God in you, and you're not only walking with the Word of God, but you're doing what the Word of God says for us to do. And so many people are just hearers of the Word, the Bible says, but they're not doers. There's no way that we can get into the kingdom of heaven by just sitting around and hearing the Word of God without doing it. Faith, the Apostle James stated, without works, faith without works is dead. In other words, and if your faith is dead because you have no works, well, then you will not be able to make it into the kingdom of heaven. We have a couple of letters here. Where's the first one from, Lydia?
From California.
What part of California?
San Diego.
Okay, yeah, California is a big place. Okay, go ahead.
Tony Alamo, your radio ministry is as pure as they come. Keep up the good work. Michael from San Diego, California.
Well, we've been keeping it up for 42 years, and Susie was keeping it up 25 years before I ever got saved. And so, you know, that figures out to 67 years of the gospel that's been coming straight. And we're going to keep it up. You know, we're not going to give up here at the last moment of time. Then what's the next letter?
From Chesapeake, Virginia.
Chesapeake, okay.
Dear Tony Alamo, back in the late 1980s, my first husband and I had the honor of feeling the Holy Spirit through a van full of people you sent our way. You sent us lots of inspirational cassette tapes that changed our lives. Thank you. I gave him a bus ticket to go to Arkansas because he was going to devote his time to helping people like you do. The day he got there, he had to stay at a Salvation Army because the night before, the FBI had confiscated all your buildings.
Confiscated? No, the FBI, the federal government, the beast, which God calls the beast, is the Roman Empire's government and media. They stole our property. They didn't confiscate it. They stole it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
He hitchhiked home. You also sent us a copy of the manuscript of the court proceedings. I am so glad the government didn't stop your great and powerful work for our Lord. Blessed be, praise God, Lenora from Chesapeake, Virginia.
Yeah, well, it wasn't only the government, the one world government, but I'll tell you what, it was the one world church. And the Bible says that this, God calls it the whore, is sitting on the back of the beast, which is the government, and leads it like you would lead a horse. And then the media that propagandizes everybody into believing that what the government is doing and what the one world cult, whose seat is in Rome, is doing. And the Bible says that this cult, its government, the beast, and the media are powered by the spirit of that great red dragon, the devil. And it states that Satan's seat is in Rome, the city of the seven hills. All right, now this, as I promised you, there's a message from my late wife, Susie, that we're going to read right now, and you do very well to listen to everything that she says, because where your soul is going to spend eternity depends upon it. Okay, go ahead and read it, please.
When you hear the words of Christ.
Okay, when you hear the words of Christ. How important do the people of the world make the words of Christ today? Now, just hearing them, a lot of people say, well, I heard it. But the Bible calls hearing is when you receive it into your heart. So when you receive the words of Christ into your heart, let a person that has spiritual ears hear what the Spirit saith, what the Holy Spirit says unto the real churches. The church of God. Then what? When you hear the word of Jesus, is that what it said?
Of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Beware.
Same person, Christ and Jesus, right? Then what?
Beware when men speak well of you, and you see what people, what the world looks at as giants in the ministry today.
Okay. Beware when people what? When what?
When men speak well of you.
Well, men don't really speak that well of this church. Because the Lord said, if we're preaching the true gospel, that the world will not speak well of us any more than they did Jesus. But we still have a lot of followers, but not in comparison to those that don't hear the word of God. But go ahead now, repeat it again.
When you hear the words of Christ, beware when men speak well of you.
Yeah, watch out. I get really frightened if people start talking, flowering me up. They really do. I do. I get really upset. I say, God, am I doing something wrong? I mean, what are they doing here, you know? So you won't hear the media speaking well of me. Nor when Susie was alive did you hear them speak well of her. I never seen such hatred in my life against two people as I did Susie and myself. And all we were doing was preaching, and still are preaching, the true gospel. And the rest of the world is, what does Susie say here?
And you see what people, what the world looks at as giants in the ministry.
Yeah, the world's looking at the giants in the ministry. Okay, go ahead.
And you look in the background of some of these men, and you'll see that many years ago they became affiliated with the United Council of Churches. The doctrine of Catholicism...
And the United Council of Churches, to belong to that, is a no-no in the Bible, because it's headed by the great red dragon, the devil. And it's headed by Rome, the Roman Empire. Go ahead.
The doctrine of Catholicism and the doctrine of Christianity is as far as the East is from the West.
Now, what they are saying now, and ever since Sue died, is that she never came against Catholicism. She never came against any religion. She was sweet and she was nice. Yes, she was. She was the best thing that you ever heard in your life. The people that are leading your souls into hell are not nice and sweet. They hate your soul. They're blind leaders that lead in the blind. Okay, continue on.
There's no comparison between the theology of the two. There never has been, or there never will be.
The two of what? Read that again, the one before, the line before.
The doctrine of Catholicism and the doctrine of Christianity is as far as the East is from the West. There's no comparison between the theology of the two. There never has been, or ever will be. But yet Catholicism sits at the top of the ladder in the United Council of Churches, the One World Church, and it keeps pulling in one denomination after the other as they join forces with it. How can we say that we are a Christian nation? How can we say that we believe the Bible is the infallible word of the Almighty God? How can we say that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he was begotten by the Holy Spirit, that he was born of a virgin, that he died on the cross for our sins, that he rose from the dead, that he ascended into the heavens, and that he joined forces with Catholicism, a church that calls its priests Father.
And the church that worships everyone other than Christ, and God through Christ, then what?
This Bible says, call no man Father, but your Father in heaven. This Bible says there's one mediator to the throne of God, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Catholicism says there are all kinds of intercessors. Just pick the one you like the best. You like Mary, Joseph, whoever. Just pick yourself a saint. Send your messages right up. We call ourselves a Christian nation, and yet one by one by one, they merged into one body, just as the Bible said, into a one world church. Be careful of any church that calls itself united. There's never been a time upon the face of this earth that the gospel of Jesus Christ has ever been united with anything, and it never, ever will be. If you stand upon the word of God today and preach it as it is, you're a freak, you're dangerous, you're a cult. If you dare to defy organized religion, you're in for the hassle of a lifetime.
Right, and it's gotten into the point of where even when President Clinton, when he was president, he told people when he ordered the burning of Waco, Texas, he stated, that'll teach people to believe in cults, to join cults. In other words, he came out of the closet after he became president and stated that he was Catholic, and anyone other than Catholic is a cult. And we'll burn you down. This is the theology of the Catholic cult. Now, there's a lot of people in the Catholic Church that we love. Otherwise, we wouldn't be preaching the gospel to them. We love you. And that's why we're telling you to get out of that theology, because the Lord says, come out from among her, because so that you're not going to partake in her plagues, because the Lord is going to plague that cult like you don't believe. And the Lord says, if you're with him, though, rather than the religion, the world religion, that you're going to be saved. You'll lie down by still waters. And the Lord, you'll have peace, because you'll know that the Lord is talking to you. You'll know you're in the right place when all hell, or rather all heaven, is being unleashed on this earth by the wrath of God. The government says that we are there's separation between church and state, and yet they believe if there's a separation between church and state, then stay out of our church, quit burning our churches, quit killing our people. What do you government goons know about the Bible? I have stated many times that I will debate the Pope or any rabbi or anybody that they put on radio with me, and I have debated priests, cardinals, and rabbis, and they refuse to debate with me anymore because the people say that I make them look like such fools because they don't know the Bible. Okay, let's continue on with Susie.
Organized religion pushes the radical to the front. You look on the television...
Okay, organized religion pushes the radical to the front. Organized religion gets people to start coming against the true church of God. All those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If the church that you're going to hasn't had any persecution, then you're not in the church of the Lord. Okay, then what?
You look on the television screen, and there he is. But behind the scenes is organized religion, the One World Church. In the 60s, there was a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the Spirit of God was being poured out upon people, and people were finding the reality of God through His Son, Christ Jesus. They were being born again into the kingdom of God by the thousands. Many Catholic people that the Spirit of God began to deal with, they knelt before a living God, repented of their sins, and asked Jesus to come into their heart. They were gloriously and miraculously saved, born again, filled with the Spirit of the living God. And what did Protestantism do to them? They sent them back to the Catholic cult. One group after the other of the Mr. Biggs did this.
Right. You know that the Baptist Church are the ones that go to see Billy Graham Crusades and the Catholics. When they have a crusade, they go door to door and they say, are you a Protestant or a Catholic? And whatever it is, but what they do is Billy Graham's organization will not come into your area unless the Baptists and the Catholic churches say that they'll bring so many people to the crusade, because Billy Graham doesn't want to go out preaching to just maybe two rows of people. And if he believes that, and he has your vow that you're going to bring so many people, you got maybe, you're a people-pleasing church, so you've got maybe 1,000 people in there, and maybe another people-pleasing church has 5,000 people in, and maybe somebody like Joel Osteen, who is a people-pleaser, has maybe 20,000 people, and Joel says, yeah, I'll bring all my congregation, I'll tell them to come. And so when they get enough people, well, then the Baptists and the Catholics, who have all devoted, they made vows and pledges that they're going to come to the crusade, well, then Billy Graham will come into town. And that's the way it works. And I'm so glad that God put Sue and myself together, because she told me these things, and I found out that it was absolutely the truth. Then they go door to door and see if they can drum up some other, and they like to hit the churches that have lots of buses. And when they go there, you see Billy Graham exalting the Pope. We have pictures of cardinals hanging medals on his around his neck, and all sorts of things like this. So they have compromised with the devil. They think that it's wise to be to join the Vatican, the Antichrist Church, to ward off any persecution that they might would get if they made a stand on their own like we do. But, you know, I'm not afraid of persecution. I've put up with it now 42 years. A minute that I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I have suffered persecution, which makes me very happy that I am accounted worthy to have suffered some of the things that the Lord Jesus Christ did. And I've been to prison for the gospel just like he was, and I've been stoned and all sorts of things, stomped spit at, guns fired at me, threatened by U.S. marshals and judges and prosecuting attorneys, and you name it. And the media has smeared us with every kind of false accusation that you can possibly imagine. According to them, if you were to believe me, you'd think I was worse than 10 or 20 Hitlers. Okay, go ahead. And the same thing with Sue before she died. Now they're going to enshrine her so they can say, now, Susie was great, and she was wonderful, and she never preached anything against the Vatican, and you can hear that she's doing that right now. Can't you?
Yes.
Okay, so you know that they're liars. Any, see, the three frog-like spirits that come out of the dragon's mouth, the serpent, that the devil, is one is the media, but the other is the false prophet, which is the Vatican, whose seat, Satan's seat, is in Rome, and the government. And that's what you're living in now, and we've been trying to tell you that for a long time, and hopefully you'll receive it for your own benefit. I'm not getting any benefit from you people out there. I haven't received a penny from most of you. We do have supporters. Primarily, there are supporters that send finances in to keep us on the air and to continue on in the Lord. Okay, go ahead.
One group after the other of the Mr. Bigs did this, and we watched them do it.
The big churches. Okay, then what?
They did it because they did not want to make any waves. They didn't want any persecution from the Roman cult. They didn't want that gigantic church going after them. They compromised. They sent them back into the Antichrist cult that had fallen so far from the reality of God that they were nothing but modernistic groups, those who worship that great red dragon, the devil, whose seat is in Rome. Because they would not take a stand, not only would they not take a stand before God, but they would fight anybody who did. They'd go after them with everything they had in their power. All I know is the word of the living God, and I'll give my life before I will ever compromise his word. It means just exactly what it says. There isn't anything ever going to change it. And it's going to be the most astounding thing in this world, one of these days pretty soon, to see people face a living God that have compromised and been drawn into a one-world church. What are they going to tell the Christ that died for them? They'll say, I was afraid. I was afraid to take a stand.
Yeah, they're afraid. The Bible says that the fearful and unbelieving shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. See, when they told me, aren't you afraid? And I said, no, I'm more afraid. I am afraid of God. Because God threatened me that if I don't get this word out, that I would die. He'd kill me and send my soul to hell. And that's what Jesus said. Don't fear the one that can just take your life, but fear him who can take your life and throw your soul into hell. The devil could take my life. He's taken many Christians' lives. But he can't send our souls to hell. But if you fear, see, the Lord says through Solomon, he says, the sum and total of the whole matter is to fear God. And that's the whole duty of man, is to fear God and keep his commandments. And fearing God means do not be afraid of Satan. Do not be afraid of the Antichrist, three frog-like spirits, the Vatican, the world government, and the media. Don't be afraid of these evil, dirty spirits. But fear me, saith the Lord. Okay, then what?
I know Jesus, in instructing the disciples, he sent them out, and he said, now you go out and you tell these people. You tell them just like I told it to you. There's no compromise. And if these people reject the message that you bring them, don't stand there and say, well, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Is that what he said? No, he never said that. Again, he said, shake the dust off your feet and depart.
He didn't say burn them at the stake if they don't believe the gospel. God is going to do that. Vengeance belongs to God. So where does this Clinton and his wretched cult get the audacity to go and burn somebody up because they don't want to be Catholics. That's why they did it. Everybody wonders, why did they burn Waco, all those people over there? They made up stories. They said he was committing adultery with other people's wives. That's a dirty, filthy lie. I know people that called me after I put out the Waco Massacre piece of literature, and they said they lived there in Waco place, and they said that man wasn't anything that the media is saying, and we aren't either. Okay, keep going.
Don't even wish them any peace.
Don't wish them Godspeed. Don't wish them peace. And now they're telling you, oh, just, you know, like I heard Pat Robertson the other day on television saying, you know, we all have to be one church. The Catholic has theirs, but we have to become one with them. And all these different united churches like the Lutheran and Presbyterian and United Pentecostal and all these churches, we have to just join in so we'll have peace. And so that, because we're all brothers. No, we're not. The Lord calls for separation between false religions and ourselves. You can't mix Christ with fallacy. Christ is the Word of God. The Word of God is God and became flesh. And he says we have to separate ourselves from these filthy religions that call themselves the truth and are trying to hornswoggle us into believing their trash. And then they've gone so much because when they do that and say that we're supposed to be one with the whole, all these different false religions, then it makes us look bad when we say, no, we have to separate ourselves. Makes us look like a bunch of hostile people. And that we're not willing to compromise with the one-world Antichrist cult, government, and media. And we won't. And so they say, the Bible says, the Lord says, you know, they're going to persecute us because we don't line up with the devil like you people have out there. I know I'm nastier than Susie. She says it in a much prettier way than I do. But she said it just the same. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so, you know, you just really have to put up with my miserable way of saying things. I'm sorry, you know. I was raised in Montana before homosexuals were there, where men were men and the ladies liked that. Okay? Somebody would used to come against me, you know, or start telling lies about me. I'd take them down in the snow and wash their face in the snow. But now I can't do that, but I can sure tell the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, but you people that are with the Vatican, you can lie. And you know that nobody can lock against you. We just have to listen to your lie, and then we have to combat it with the truth. And the truth is what really, really you hate. But let's listen on to Susie here.
Take your peace with you.
Yeah, in other words, the Lord says, shake the dust of our sandals off at them or our shoes. Don't even witness them to them when they reject. Shake the dust of your feet off at them. And go, because we have the peace of God. And he says, take your peace with you. There's no peace on earth unless you're born again of the Spirit. Okay, let's continue on with Sue.
You see, with this old Bible, you can't make a cult religion. The United Council of Churches is a cult. The One World Church is a cult. The Roman Empire is a cult. We are born-again Christians and will stand before God unshakable, unmovable. I'm astounded in the Bible Belt that they don't even recognize the gospel any longer, that they pretend to be confused. People that were raised from childhood on the Word of the Living God, that anyone could be so coerced into believing any other gospel than that they know and that they first received. To the born-again Christian, the minute something hits your ears, it filters down to your heart. And if the Word of God is written upon the table of your hearts in the blood of Jesus Christ, everything starts turning from your heart to your head, and you say, wait a minute, God said, the Bible says, and that's it.
Right, it's like the trickle-down system. You hear the truth from the Word of God. In other words, you read it and your spirit receives it. In other words, hears it. So it trickles into your heart from your hearing ears. And then whenever somebody preaches anything wrong or that anything different than what the gospel says, then immediately it rises back up out of your heart, and then you say, no, no, that's false. And for this, we're called haters. When in reality, the devil is the one that hates your souls and wants your spirits and souls and your entire being to be cast into hell in the lake of fire. And it will be, according to the Word of God, that you're compromising right now. According to the Word of God, you'll go to hell in the lake of fire if you don't receive the Word of God. Now, if you don't like the way I say it, then read the Bible and you have to receive it the way the Lord says it. He's saying it the same way I do, the same way Susie says it here. Okay, then go ahead.
You're not going to receive false doctrine. That's why it's so important for Satan to take Bibles away from the world or preach another gospel that is not a gospel at all. You cannot control a human being whose faith is in the Word. The Word is the one and only living God and is born into the kingdom of God through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're born into, we become kingdom people. Kingdom of God people. And we now are in the commonwealth of the Bible, which the Lord says he'll defend us from these, I don't know if they prefer the word rats that they are, or devils, like the Lord calls them. So, you know, if you're a devil, maybe you like the word rat better, okay? Or weasel. Okay, then what?
There's no hold upon them, but he'll answer you. Jesus said, the Bible says, God said, you cannot hold in confusion them whose trust and faith is in the living God. Oh, brothers and sisters, I stand before you today. I preach my heart out to you. I plead and I beg. And I say to you that you are standing right now, right at the door of the coming of Jesus Christ.
Right, all the different things. You see the terrorism. The Bible says, all peace shall be taken off the earth. Well, that's where you're at right now. Or do you feel at peace? If you ask the Lord to enter into your heart, into your spirit, then Christ, with his Father by the Spirit, would enter into your hearts, into your spirits, and you'd be born again. But you have to remember, once you accept the Lord and he enters into you, then you have to continuously increase your faith by reading the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Now, we increase our faith. Everybody's given the portion of faith. Everybody has the same portion, enough to be able to believe and receive the gospel. But once we receive it, we need to grow in faith until we reach the fullness of faith, which means the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. By increasing your faith, what happens is that you're able to say to yonder mountain, depart, and it'll go. This is talking about different persecutions that happen to you. And you're going to want to be hearing from the Lord, because there's persecution going on, just as there was in Egypt. They were persecuting the Jews there, and the Lord came and began pouring out 10 different plagues on Egypt. He turned the place upside down, but he told the Jews, his chosen people, the people that were resurrected from the dead out of a dead man's loins and a dead woman's womb, were a supernatural people, we Jews. And the Lord stated that the Gentile dispensation is over with now, and we have come before the world now to preach the gospel. And we're like so many John the Baptists, making the way of the Lord straight. In other words, making his word straight so that you can understand it. because the Lord really wants tough people that are able to persevere, that have tenacity, that nothing that the Antichrist can do to us to stop us. Now, they can put a bullet in our head, and yes, we'll be dead. But thank God I'll be right in heaven when that happens. But what about you? Now, I'm not asking for your money. The Lord says that if you don't tithe and give offerings, well, then you're robbing him. And if you'd rather give to Antichrist cults and the Antichrist cult, then that's your problem, because you're going to be judged for enforcing or helping or giving power unto the beast by your tithes and offerings and by your support on television and in the government agencies. You go and your supervisor tells you to go and burn this church up or burn that church up because they are cults. They don't believe in Catholicism. They don't believe in the Antichrist. They don't believe in the devil. And so therefore, go and burn them up. And you say, well, we had to do what we were ordered to do. Tell that to Jesus when you're standing in front of them at the judgment bar of God or the Father, and Jesus is the Father. Tell him that you were just doing what you were told. Well, you were doing what you were told by the wrong party. You're told to keep the commandments of the Lord, or you'll go to hell in the lake of fire. I've seen Jesus, and I know he exists, okay? So many people say, well, nobody was ever there or saw the other side. I did. The Lord showed me heaven, and he showed me hell, and he showed thousands of people the same visions. Very similar, exactly, it's fire, people moaning, groaning, yelling, screaming, gnashing on their teeth, chewing on their tongues, wishing to God, hating themselves for not receiving the gospel. And they say, we're here, and we're never going to get out. Go ahead. Now, what scripture did I have for you that I told you I wanted to say? Oh, now, a lot of people say that there's no perfection. You can't be perfect. Or every one of us, there's fault in us. But in the 14th chapter of the book of Revelation, verse what?
Five.
It states, come over here and just read it real fast because I want to continue on with Susie here.
And in their mouth was found no guile.
144,000 of us Jews. In our mouth was found no guile. We're not persecuting the Catholics. We're pulling the lid on them. They've been persecuting us for 42 years, and they've been burning Christians at the stake for so many years, it's unbelievable. And they've been twisting stories and making us look like Hitlers or something, just like they did Jesus. They said he was, they're saying it even today, saying that he was having sex and so on and so forth with Mary Magdalene. Those filthy. They're not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Then they say that you're having sex with underage children. You filthy, mouthed bunch of bastards. The Lord calls those that say such things, he calls them bastards. Bastard means that you don't have God for your father. Okay, then go ahead, read the whole start from the fresh.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mount.
This is John the Revelator speaking, and he says, I saw a lamb, what?
Stood on the Mount Sion. And with him 144,000, having
144,000 Jews, the elect. And it tells how many out of each tribe. Now go ahead.
Having his father's name written in their foreheads.
Now the way you get the father's name written in your foreheads is you just read the Bible. Now there's people that just have the world written in their foreheads. They just keep allowing the world to dictate the way they're going to live. Oh, they see somebody that they want to have sex with. And so they go after him like a rabid dog. They see something that they say, all people are being homosexuals. It's all right to be bisexual. That's filthy. But see, these people are filthy. They're receiving filth rather than the pure whiteness of the gospel. Okay, now go ahead.
And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they
that which... They were redeemed from the earth. So these people are... We're human beings. Okay, then what? These what?
Are they which were not defiled with women.
Now, women means that we never defiled ourselves with the great whore. Doesn't mean that you didn't have sexual relationships with your wife. But these are pure people that believe the gospel. And they... whatever the Lord told them to do, they did. They were virgins because they never let Satan get it pierce into their spirits. And that's what it means to, is like we become one with the Lord when we get married to him. His spirit pierces into our spirit. Just like a man and a woman, a man pierces into his wife when they are married, and they become one flesh. And we become one with Jesus when we let his Holy Spirit with the Father enter, pierce into our spirits. In other words, that's called circumcision of the Spirit. That's the kind of circumcision the Lord wants now, is to become one with him so that we can have the power of God living in us, so that we're able to keep all his words. Not only hear them and receive them into our heart, but to do what the Lord tells us to do. And then what?
These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins.
We're virgins. We have not allowed Satan to have pierce us with his spirit. Every time his spirit comes and attempts to cause us to sin, we pull the lid off of him. If we see the world government and the world cult and the news media saying something wrong, we pierce it back. We push it back out of us, and we explain it to everybody so that they know what's happening to them, because the Bible says that human beings are like sheep, and the sheep are the dumbest animals on the face of this earth. They don't even know. They don't even know when they're dying because they have so much peace. The Lord says, my sheep follow me wherever I go. In other words, they listen to every word I say and they do it. And that way, they are virgins. They haven't had sexual experience with another spirit. The spirit of Satan, the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of Rome, the spirit of the one world UN government that the Lord says he hates. It's like two frog-like spirits, and then the other spirit is the mouth of Satan, the media. They don't listen to these people. They're like virgins. Okay, keep going.
These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth.
Wherever he goes, whatever he says they do. Then what?
These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
We were saved from among the people here on earth. Then what?
And in their mouth was found no guile.
Keep going.
For they are without fault.
Well, they are without fault. Now, everybody's saying that there's none of us that's perfect. But see, God says that we, the 144,000, are without fault. Because if the Lord told us to do something, even though it looks wrong to the world, to the Antichrist, God said to do it, and we do it. And therefore, we keep our virginity. And then there's a bunch of people that say, well, the government says this is wrong, and so by God we're going to come against these people. And so the churches and the people that are ignorant because they don't read the Bible, they are the ones that have given their power, their strength unto the beast. Now this Bible that I'm reading here says that we are without fault. That means that we are perfect. And so any time somebody's saying, well, you know, you can't be perfect. What's that guy from?
Charles Stanley.
Charles Stanley and all these people say the same thing. They're all united with the one world cult. And yet they look shiny. And, you know, the people of the Lord sometimes say, we don't look so shiny, you know. Sometimes my hair is not combed too good. And maybe I get a little zit here and there. Hey, don't pay attention to that. You know, pay attention to what we say. Amen?
Amen.
John the Baptist didn't look too cute either. All right? He He'd pop the heads of grasshoppers into his mouth and chew and crunch their little bony legs and drink honey. He would not be acceptable in your church, but he's welcome in ours. Okay, then what?
For they are without fault before the throne of God.
We're without fault. So anybody, anytime you hear somebody denying what this scriptures are, that all the scriptures are saying, then you know you're hearing from the devil. So you have to not receive it. You must reject it. You must keep your virginity. That's why the Lord tells you to put on the, through Paul, to put on the full armor of God and resist Satan. And he'll flee from you. Okay? Now let's get back to Susie here before we run out of time.
This whole world has no idea what it's heading for. We're heading for famine, pestilence, and we're heading for destruction. We have never known violence to what this nation is going to know.
Now, she's saying this over about 30 years ago. And now you see the violence. She's prophesying what would be happening in the future. And the Lord took her out April 8th, 82. So that's that's 24 years ago. And she preached this around 5 or 6 or 7 years before that. Okay, keep going.
You've lost your place with God, and you've compromised with the devil, and you've become susceptible to every demon power in hell. We have got to believe God. We have got to get back to the King James Version of the Bible, where Christians are saying to each other, "I talked about you, brother, but I ask you to forgive me. I was wrong," or "Sister, I said things about you that was untrue. I ask you to forgive me because I know that the time is drawing nigh of the coming of Jesus Christ, and I know we're going to have to repent. We're going to have to make straight that which is crooked."
Right, the Word of God tells us that we have to have love. We can't, when we see a Christian in fault, come against them even stronger and shove them right down into hell. We have to have love. There's hope, faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of them is charity, because we have to have faith. We walk by faith, not by sight, in order to get into the kingdom of God. And so we have to have hope. We have to hold the great hope that we have in that Jesus rose from the dead and he ascended into heaven, and now we are able to do the same thing. If the Spirit of Christ lives in us as it did with him, then on the last day we'll be resurrected from the dead by the Holy Spirit, and we're going to heaven. But if we receive any filthy doctrine that the world is preaching to you, the Lord says, "Love not the world, love my word." The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. So do that and live. Okay, keep going.
We're going to have to prepare to meet our God.
So love the brothers and sisters. If a person doesn't love your brother or your sister, the love of God is not in you, and you still are in darkness, the Bible says. Okay? So even though we love you people out there and we're preaching the gospel to you, don't turn it around like the Antichrist says, and that we hate you because we're telling you the truth. Paul said, do you hate me? Is it that you hate me because I tell the truth? Have I done something wrong to you by telling you how to get into heaven? Come on, you can't be that brain damaged, can you? Excuse me for laying it on you this way, but you know, like I said, I'm a little crude with my speech. Get used to it. Then what else?
I can't understand why people compromise. The economy today alone would tell you that it's over. It can't be any other thing.
Right, and also the way that the Vatican is doing everything today, the whole Antichrist system, it tells you that it's over. Read the Bible, read chapter 24 in the book of Matthew, but I see our time is over right now, and we're going to have another fantastic message for you tomorrow. It's more than fantastic because it's the Word of God, and it is the only word on the face of this earth that is capable of, if you believe, to win your soul. If you believe in anything else other than the Word of God, you're damned, you're lost, because you don't love the truth. So we're going to give you an opportunity right now, the Lord. If you say this prayer to the Lord, he'll save your soul. So say it to the Lord right now by say to God and mean it with all your heart. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power, the only power in the universe, of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I'm sure of it because your word says so. Your word is God. And God cannot tell a lie. You're going to save my soul because I'm calling on you. You said that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, therefore, I know, Father, that you've heard me, and I know, Father, that you've answered me, and I know, Father, that I'm saved, and I thank you, Father and Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now, Sharon, tell them about four different ways that they can receive a copy of this audio tape or the CD, and please ask for program number 252. It's all free of charge, postage and handling as well. Go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, praise the Lord. Until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and keep praising the Lord. And when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there and I want to see you there too.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called to be yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called to be yonder, when the roll is called to be yonder, well, when the roll is called to be yonder, when the roll is called to be yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called up yonder, well, when the roll is called up yonder, well, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called up yonder, when